This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm Krista Almanzon. Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital has been a public hospital for nearly six decades. Today, it's operating at a loss and weighing its options. How the hospital got in this position depends on who you ask. KAZU's John Cannon reports.
It's a challenging time at Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital. After 2 years in the red, it stands to lose about $10 million this fiscal year. It also recently laid off staff and is being audited by the state for what State Assemblymember Luis Alejo calls a lack of transparency.
The public has a right to know what decision is it making and have easy access to the documents that will inform the public about what this hospital is doing.
Decisions like the one that gave former CEO Sam Downing nearly $4 million upon his retirement and prior to that an annual salary close to $800,000.
That's twice what President Obama earns as running the country, and this is for a small hospital district here in the Salinas Valley.
The audit is still underway, but already Alejo says he's noticed changes. The hospital now posts its financials on the web, and the board ended supplementary pensions for executives like the one Sam Downing received. What it hasn't solved is its financial problems, which interim CEO Lowell Johnson chalks up to the economy.
Like many other businesses, are struggling with volume declines and trying to contain our costs as best we can.
Volume declines, that means fewer patients filling the hospital's beds. The cash hemorrhage led its board of directors to seek advice from business consultants about how to save the hospital. Millions went to a group called Wellspring Partners, a firm that Johnson has followed to other interim positions.
If you wrote me a check for $8 million that didn't bounce, and I wrote you a check for $40 million that didn't bounce, would you be getting a good deal? That's exactly what this organization did. It wrote Wellspring a check for roughly $8 million, and they helped us find $40 million of improvements. A goodbye and wisely done by the board of directors.
Those improvements came in the form of changes in how the hospital operates. In orthopedic surgery alone, Johnson says they cut costs by 25%. The consultants also suggested a more drastic option, sell the hospital to a private, for-profit healthcare group. But Johnson says the board has not decided that selling is the way to go.
I don't even think there's a leaning of what people might want at this point.
Union leader John Borsos doesn't buy it. Borsos works for the National Union of Healthcare Workers, which represents about 40% of the hospital's staff.
My suspicion has always been, going back to December of 2010, that the hospital was positioning in itself to sell, not with the interest of keeping it as a community-run, community-interested facility.
He says to save money, the hospital should stop spending millions on outside consultants.
There's a viable business here. It's just been badly mismanaged. And, the way that you address those problems is you don't sell off the asset that's a community asset that really is held by the community and by the public, and turn it over to a for-profit corporation like HCA or a big multi-billion dollar corporation like Sutter Health.
Interim CEO Lowell Johnson says another option could entail building on its profitable alliances that already exist with Stanford University Hospital.
We've got cardiac surgery, we've got neonatology, we've got perinatology. Our hospital stays as a freestanding public district hospital, has more relationships with Stanford.
Whatever happens, Johnson says that voters will have a say in where Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital goes from here. John Cannon, KAZU News.